It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media.
Listen up!
NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us live and local now. Always good to be with you. One of the things we're doing today is we're talking about capitalism. We've got more and more people, many who are currently running for president, others that would like to run for president, but they can't. They're too damn young, including Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She has called capitalism irredeemable, a system that is to blame for income inequality. She is a first-term congresswoman, and she has no clue the way the world or her government works. Some of her sharpest comments came this past weekend at South by Southwest. And an enthusiastic crowd on Saturday. She talked about issues that resonate with her fellow millennials, from universal health care to combating climate change. She directed a good deal of her sharpest criticism for an economic system that she said values profit over people. Now, let me just go through this, and I won't spend a lot of time on it because I want to get your input. Because there seems to be an attack on capitalism that I think is grossly unfair. I honestly believe that what we've got going on right now is a battle for the life of capitalism in our country. Capitalism made us great. Some people began businesses in their basement or in their garages and ended up creating things like Microsoft and Apple and you know, something as simple as whoever it was that said, hey, you know what'd be nice if we had something better than the taxi cab companies? Well, let's start something called Uber. And they started something called Uber. Now, will the business model work? I don't know. But I do know this. Whoever created Uber risked a lot. And that's okay. Risk, reward. But there are people that say, well, you should risk, but you shouldn't get the reward at the end. Everybody should get something. Now, let me ask you this. And it's been kind of the overriding question of the day on this program. And that is capitalism worth saving? Let me give you what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said at South by Southwest. Quote, capitalism is an ideology of capital. Duh. This woman is not that bright. She was a bartender, what, a year ago? And I'm not saying that bartenders are dumb. I am not. I have a lot of friends all across the Las Vegas Valley. And really, if you want to stretch into northern Nevada, I've got friends, you know, that work at Glen Eagles and different places like that, that I consider friends. And they're not dumb. By the way, we're going to open up our phone lines right now. We're going to open up our phone lines right now at 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. Here is what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said. Capitalism is an ideology of capital. The most important thing is the concentration of capital and to seek and maximize profits. Now, why is that wrong? If I'm willing to risk my capital, I mean, I know people that have started companies and corporations on their credit card. You know, I know people that started during the Carter era, and they risked everything. And they did it thinking that if they succeeded, if they worked hard, if they had an idea that worked, that they would be rewarded at on the other side. But what they're saying now is, no, don't risk anything. We'll let the government risk everything. Ocasio-Cortez said, the most important thing is the concentration of capital and to seek and maximize profit. What is so bad about that? And that comes, according to Ocasio-Cortez, at any cost to people and to the environment, she said. So, quote, to me, capitalism is irredeemable. Is capitalism worth saving? Do you want people? I mean, somebody in the food chain has to risk something. It can be an owner of a company. It can be investors who put up their own hard-earned money. But at the end of the day, they're going to want a return on investment. ROI. What is so wrong about that? Tell you what, let's do. Let's get to your phone calls. Is capitalism worth saving? I think it is. I pray that it is, because I'm going to tell you, if it's not worth saving and we go to socialism, our country as an economic juggernaut, our days as an economic juggernaut will be over. Nobody will risk anything because the government will do everything for you. That's what they're talking about. Let's go to Frank. Frank, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Kevin, did I'm the Boss, Occasional Kotex, did she get a degree from University of Crapademia? Is she holding a sheepskin?
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know either, and it kind of doesn't matter. I'm going to say that she did complete grades kindergarten through 12. Is that, would you say that?
That is a safe assumption. I can look that up. I'll look that up here in a minute on Wikipedia or something.
I'm backdooring to your answer. The dumbed down have breached Congress, and we're witnessing it right now with this freshman demon rat class. Well, with the whole demon rats, our Constitution's been breached. How did I want to put this? To come to the point, I've been all over the world. The Creator made a beautiful planet. What separates our lands, our seas, is that Constitution. Where I disagree with you, it's not capitalism, it's our Constitution. It's that beautiful document in its original form that allows. Now, can you show me, and go Ron Paul, God bless him, stay alive, you show me where any part of socialism or communism is provided for in the Constitution, and I just remembered my thought. I'm the boss, Congresswoman. She didn't get. They're not teaching history anymore. We had socialism back in the Pilgrim days. All the farmers had to throw their harvest into one barn. It led to starvation. There were a lot of reasons, but yet the same producers kept producing. So we did have socialism. It didn't work, and it was on these very lands. Have a good one, Kevin.
Thank you, Frank. I appreciate the call. We're going to take a quick break. We'll get to more of your calls coming up. Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com will join us as well. Stick around. We got a whole bunch to do today. We are far from done. Stick around as we continue. It is live and local now.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm the sun, and I'm confused. On most days, you're all, oh, I love the sun, it's the best. But when you're driving, you're like, wah, the sun's in my eyes. What do you want from me? I shine when I shine. Like right now, you're driving around a curve in the highway, I hit you square in the face, and you don't see the car in front of you stop short. And if you've got cut-rate insurance, well, that's not too bright. So get Allstate, where agents help keep you protected from mayhem. Like me.
Are you in good hands?
Call Sam Peters at Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation and ranks in the top 10% of Allstate agents nationally.
I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, where we treat you like family.
Auto, home, life, and retirement. Call Sam at 702-870-4000. 702-870-4000.
My fellow Nevadans, have you been wanting to start a new business but just don't know where to start? Do you have dreams of being independent and free to use your creativity? I'm Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. It's our mission to help small business owners get their doors open. This year, the Taylor Consulting Group is celebrating our 10-year anniversary. To date, we have helped over 1,000 small businesses get started here in our great state of Nevada. If you want to open a tavern, a supper club, a cafe, or a banquet facility, we can help. Our firm specializes in gaming licensing, liquor licensing, zoning matters, and government affairs. We are your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
This is Amy Emanuel, your Republican candidate for Las Vegas City Council Ward 1. I was raised with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and monetary responsibility. Las Vegas wants a representative that will support small business and spur job growth, promote pedestrian safety, and tackle our chronic homeless issue. I have the integrity and necessary experience to do this job. Please support me at the polls this April 2nd. A vote for Amy Emanuel will guarantee another conservative voice on the Las Vegas City Council, paid for and authorized by committee to elect Amy Emanuel.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
People try to put us to death.
Talking about my generation.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful.
Talking about my generation.
I hope I die before I get old.
Talking about my generation.
This is Kevin Wall with you. Kevin Wall with you, live and local now. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez blasts capitalism as a, quote, irredeemable, that's in quotes, an irredeemable system. She made her comments at South by Southwest, a liberal conference. It's kind of the liberal equivalent of CPAC, on that every liberal on the planet comes there to speak. She says, capitalism is an ideology of capital. The most important thing is the concentration of capital and to seek and maximize profit. Now, let me just ask you, for those of you that have invested in businesses, I want to ask you a question. If you didn't have the promise of a payoff at the end, a ROI, return on investment, why would you invest your hard-earned money, your capital? Why would you invest your time and your effort? Why would you work Saturdays and Sundays if there wasn't going to be a return on investment? And the problem is that people like AOC, I don't think they understand the nature of business, the nature of investment. You know, if it's as simple as something like investing in the stock market, you put down money and you support a business that aspires to be successful. In order to do that, the company has to create profit. I mean, I don't want to say this is economics 101, but it really is. And to my friends out there in academia, I'm going to tell you where this all comes from. This comes from our schools. It's exactly. And in fact, a new poll just out. It's a Harris poll conducted February 21st through the 25th. 2,035 adults. Axios released the poll over the weekend. Generation Z has a more positive view of the word socialism than previous generations, and, along with millennials, are more likely to embrace socialistic policies and principles than the past generations. For instance, the percent of millennials and Gen Z agree with this statement. Okay, here we go. Overall, the government should provide universal health care. 66% overall agree with that statement. You go to millennials and Gen Z, that number jumps from 66% to 73%. Government should provide tuition-free college. 56% of all of us say yes to that. But that number jumps to 67% when it comes to millennials and Gen Z. Many of those people, by the way, have a noted self-interest because they're going to college. They want something for free. And here's the big one that should scare all of us. I prefer living in a socialist country. Of all of us, only 37% believe that. But when you get to millennials and Gen Z, it's 49%. Support abolishing ICE, 29% say yes. But when you put millennials and Gen Z, it's 43%. High earnings result from free enterprise, 71% say yes. 67% of Gen X and Gen Z, or I'm sorry, millennials and Gen Z, 67%. Now, here's something that is interesting. Most everybody, even millennials and Gen Z, say government should allow for private insurance. 86% of all of us, 78% of millennials and Gen Z. The top three, and this is amazing stuff. The top three voting issues for Gen Z, according to the Harris poll, are mass shootings. That's gun control, probably. Racial equality and immigration policy and treatment of immigrants. Those are the top three for Gen Z. Millennials' top issues: access to health care, global warming / climate change, and mass shootings. This is fascinating stuff in this poll. Gen X's top issues. So these are slightly older than Gen Z's. Top issues are access to health care, terrorism / national security, and the national debt. The same top issues for boomers and older. But when you look at some of those things surrounding Gen Z and millennials, it's a little scary. The government should provide universal health care. 73% of millennials and Gen Z say yes. They prefer living in a socialist country. 37% of all of us say yes to that statement. Half of millennials and Gen Z say yes. What does this mean for the future of our country? It's a little scary, folks. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more with guess who? Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. We'll do that and more coming up. Live and local now.
/790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now, and it's always fun to have Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com on Mondays. She is back to her Monday schedule, and it's good to have her back. Megan, good morning. Did you have a good weekend?
I did. How about you?
I had a great weekend. I did absolutely nothing. I was just laying on the sofa, eating. I think I consumed a dozen donuts over the course of the weekend. And it was a perfect weekend. Hey, I want to ask you, because as somebody that went to CPAC, I was shocked when I heard that you didn't go to South by Southwest. I for sure thought you'd make it to South by Southwest in Austin.
I don't need to watch the Parade of the Zombies, especially those that embrace socialism. I have enough zombies in the legislature here to worry about. And so, no, I do not go.
Well, then I got to ask you, I don't know if you were aware of it, but Bernie is coming to Henderson on Saturday, a 2:30 yeah. rally at Morrell Park. Are you going to, dress in like a disguise and show up in a MAGA hat or something like that?
No, I will be out of town. However, what I probably would do if I was in town was wear a sign that the only good communist is a dead communist. Harkening back to the 50s and 60s. Yes, I think that we definitely should show up in force, MAGA hats or not, but ridicule is always a very strong political weapon. So I encourage people to go and counter protest and really have some very, what I would say, press. Excite the press with your signs.
I love that. I love that idea. Let me just ask you, though, because I've loved how Democrats are trying to now, I guess they found out it doesn't poll very well, so they're running away from the term socialist. And the way they're doing it is by saying things like, well, you know, labels only divide people. They're intended to divide us, not bring us together. Is that a decent political ploy, rather than try and fight for the word socialist, to actually run away from it?
It might work for the ignorant masses. I mean, it certainly works for the young crowd, which they want to allow to vote, like the 16-year-olds. When you look at the latest polls, generation, is it Y? I think it
is.
Z. Generation Z loves socialism, even though they've never lived under socialism. They absolutely love it because their teachers and their indoctrination centers told them how great it was. And so that's why they want the younger people to vote, is because they know they will usher in socialism, not recognizing exactly what it means. They've given a flowered version of socialism and haven't been taught the historical gruesomeness of socialism. And so, sure, the Democrats can run away from it, but why are all of the socialists, communists, and Marxists in the Democrat Party? Elizabeth Warren is a socialist. Kamala Harris says she's not. Well, there's no difference in her policies than Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders, I don't even think should be allowed to run as a Democrat. He's a registered independent. You can just change your registration. He's going to run as a Democrat. He's a socialist. So this goes on and on. When you look at their policies, they can try to run away from their policies and talk about something else. But at the end of the day, they're going to have to prove that their policies aren't socialist policies.
Again, the Harris poll just released over the weekend, the statement prefers living in a socialist country. 37% of the population would prefer to live in a socialist country. But when you just look at millennials and Gen Z, that jumps to nearly 50%.
Right.
Is that our education system, or is there something else out there, this desire for total equality among people? Is that our schools? Is that what is that?
Well, yeah, I think it's a lot of things, and I also think it's the Democrats using children as political pawns. For example, every time there's a mass shooting, specifically like Parkland, then they get the youth all riled up and somehow make them believe that gun confiscation is the only solution to quote-unquote gun violence, which is a term that I wish the right would stop using, because there really is no such thing as a violent gun. There's a such thing as a violent person. And so when you have the ability to manipulate minds, and most, if you look back in history, despots always use the youth, then why not? This is why a bill just failed in the House that would have dropped the voting age to 16. And actually, there was one Republican, Michael Burgess, out of Texas, that voted for it. When you're 16, you don't really have a full-time job. You're not really paying taxes. You're not living on your own. I mean, I say that we actually raised the voting age to 26. That way, at least the kid hopefully has a full-time job. They're out of their parents' basement, and they're off a CHIP, which is the medical insurance that 26-year-olds can now use under their parents in case they don't have a job in the private sector. And so I'm not surprised that the youth embraces socialism, but, you know, there would be a great opportunity here for the Republican Party to actually sponsor youth trips to Venezuela. We could sponsor youth trips to Cuba. We can sponsor youth trips to any socialist paradise of their choosing, and then they can see what real income disparity looks like and what real equality looks like in a socialist regime.
Let me ask you, the presidential wannabes, the list is being winnowed. We've got Joe Biden, though, is expects by the end of the week to make his decision. He was down in, I think, St. Croix or someplace in the Caribbean over the weekend with his family trying to make the decision on whether to run or not. Anybody stick out to you? Bernie Sanders, obviously, is leading in the polls. Beto hasn't announced. He's in the top three. Elizabeth Warren is there. Anything you're seeing among the Democrat wannabes?
Yeah, a whole lot of crazy. I mean, I think they're kind of fighting each other to see who can be further left than Stalin. You know, Bernie is in the polls and doing very well. He did very well in 2016. I was surprised he didn't capture the nom, but Hillary stole that from him too, much like she stole everything else, even the White House silverware when she was leaving. Nobody really stands out, like I said, because their policies, there's really no sunlight between their policies. The only guy that's really out there, hanging his neck out there, running on a single issue is Jay Inslee, who was also just in Las Vegas, telling us that, basically, again, that the world is on fire. Well, and people believe it. So I don't know really who's going to rise to the top. There is some say that, you know, when Biden jumps in, he'll have the lead. Well, then look at the Democrats in the lead. Two octogenarians, two old white men are leading the Democrat Party. Talk about white privilege.
Who will win the battle within the Democrat Party? And when you mentioned old white straight men, and the fact is that that's what a lot of these people are. Who's going to win the battle, though, for the hearts and minds of the far left? Is that going to be a Bernie? Is that going to be an Elizabeth Warren or somebody new? Is there going to be a generational divide within the Democrat Party?
Well, Bernie has already won the hearts and minds of the hard left. I mean, the guy's a communist. I mean, how far left can you get than a communist? Is there a divide? Sure, there's a divide. Nancy Pelosi doesn't know what to do with all of her anti-Semites in her party. That's one thing that they don't want to talk about either. They would rather blame Islamophobia instead of actually address the rising anti-Semitism in the party. And so Nancy Pelosi is losing a little bit of a grip. But you know what? When you open your doors to anti-Semites like Louis Farrakhan and others, you're going to get more anti-Semites. When you open your doors to communists, Marxists, and Democrats, or excuse me, communists, Marxists, and socialists, you're going to get more communists, Marxists, and socialists. So at the end of the day, you know, if they weren't communists, Marxists, socialists, anti-Semites, they wouldn't be inviting them into their party.
More coming up. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, and Red Wave America PAC. We'll talk more about South by Southwest and how it brings out all the Looney Tune leftists. We'll do that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue. It is live and local now.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. In 2017, the state's only funded educational choice program was given an extra $20 million to help low-income kids find better schools. Now Governor Sisolak says he doesn't want to keep that funding in the budget. His plan to slash the program could mean nearly 1,000 low-income students are going to lose their scholarships and be forced back into schools that didn't work for them in the first place. In 2017, the Nevada Teachers Union promised they would roll this program back or even eliminate it. Unless parents start pressuring their lawmakers today, it looks like the union might just have their way. That's why it's more important than ever for parents to let the governor and the legislature know that improving education should mean helping kids get into classrooms where they can truly succeed, not taking away the very scholarships that make it possible. Your voice, your phone call could be what makes a difference. So visit NevadaPolicy.org, sign up for our emails, and you can get involved this legislative session on this issue and all the other issues we're keeping a close eye on in 2019. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now. Last week, a tumultuous week in Carson City, and a person that has been covering Carson City like a glove over the course of the last month or so. We are beginning week six of the 80th Nevada Legislature. Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, and Red Wave America PAC joining us. This time last week, we were all mesmerized by the abrupt resignation of Kelvin Atkinson. He announced he's resigning from the legislature, and he's going to be pleading guilty to federal counts of horrible, horrible stuff. Can you talk a little bit about this culture of corruption that seems to be ensnaring more and more Democrats, whether it's Ricky Barlow or Steve Soroka or whatever it might be? But there seems to be this culture of corruption that is involved with Democrats across the state. What do you make of it?
Absolute power absolutely corrupts. I really think that is always the case, even in a part-time legislature. You have people that are using their newfound power or fortune, and it can be a drug for some people. They can misuse that power and misuse those funds for their own political gain or their own personal purposes, and this is what we're witnessing with Atkinson and with others. And you know, I just think that that's a consequence of politics. That's really historically always been the consequence of politics. I come from Chicago, okay?
Oh, yeah.
You want to talk about a corrupt city? Yeah. We know corruption in Chicago.
No. But Megan, I always equate this to teachers in our public schools. And teachers that even though they're college educated, they don't think if they have sex with a minor that that minor won't have a best friend or won't tell their mom or won't tell their dad and that they'll never be found out. I mean, these teachers keep going to jail for this stuff, yet teachers keep doing it. And the question I ask of the politicians, you think if you convert $100,000 or more of campaign funds, you don't think anybody will catch you?
Yeah, well, I know. You would think if you had an ounce of common sense and maybe just a shred of decency, you wouldn't do something like that. But voila, here we are. So, you know, I think that people, the wrong people run for politics and get elected, you know, for the wrong reasons. I think it's really easy now in this state to run as a Democrat. Obviously, they're gaining with us on voter registration. And so we've got a lot of people here that will simply just pull the lever if there's a D behind their name and not really question the integrity or the authenticity of the individual. And so I'm trying to do something about it, Kevin. And I think I have to tell you, because I didn't tell you last segment, if you don't mind, we're having a big bash, and anybody can come. And it's on Wednesday at the Trump Hotel from 6 to 8. And it's the first ever MAGA meetup in Vegas. And I and a few other people are coordinating it. We coordinated it. We put it out on social media, and it is spreading like wildfire. We didn't know how many people to expect. We were concerned no one would show up because with little time to do it. But so far, I can probably guarantee you that we'll have at least 100 people there, and even some people coming in from Reno.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, so please come. I want to extend the invitation to you.
I will be there. I will be there.
What we need right now in this state is activism. We need activism, and we need activists. And we need to take our state back. And I think that because we're getting the response that we're getting, which is a very positive response, that's what happens when you put positive events together. People want to attach themselves to something positive. People are, you know, inherently politically, you know, they want to fight to get the job done. And so I think we're tapping in to a segment here within Clark County that was needed because, like I said, the response to this blew us all away. I mean, our invitation, we just did Facebook and Twitter, and it's been shared and liked, and tickets have been sold, even though it's free. You know, we just kind of want to track how many tickets so far. Like 66 tickets have been sold. We've got 60 or so confirmed coming on other on the Facebook invitation. So, yeah, the more the merrier. The more the merrier.
Let me ask you, though. Whenever people talk to me and I meet them or I meet them somewhere around town or around the state, I keep getting asked, well, what's Megan up to relative to the voter integrity, voter fraud, all of this stuff. Can you give us kind of an overview of where you are in this process? And I know you've dealt with the Secretary of State's office and others. Can you tell us where you are in that?
Sure. I have an open complaint filed with the Secretary of State's office. I'm waiting for a response back. In addition to that, I'll be filing an NVRA, which is a document that they will have to fulfill. It kind of lays out their investigative process. So it's just an additional document with additional information that I'm entitled to under HAVA, which is the 1993 Help America Vote Act under Bill Clinton. So this complaint that I have filed with the Secretary of State outlines 67 people in a very small subset of data that has their residences listed as post office boxes or UPS stores. This is not legal. You have to, according to the registration form, it's line 4, actually, your place of residence cannot, and it states, cannot be a P.O. box or a business. And so I want to know how these people are registered at businesses, you know, why they were given sample ballots, where all these sample ballots. We have some people that are registered and living at two different UPS stores. And so here we have, again, the question of chain of custody of sample ballots. There are some out there, even on the right, like the woman that approached me at the Active Republican Women's Club meeting that said sample ballots don't matter. Well, you know, if she wants to believe that, fine, go ahead and believe it. But I'm going to tell you that they do. Because if sample ballots end up in the wrong hands, those are golden tickets to vote. And so we have thousands of sample ballots being shipped to, you know, third-party UPS stores, to third-party mail drops. Are these mail drops handling these sample ballots with kid gloves like the post office is supposed to? So there is a lot of questions related to this last complaint, and I'm still waiting back from them. But it seems like my complaint didn't go on deaf ears, because Wayne Thorley at the last public meeting, which was, I think, on SB 123 last week, he said that it's up to the county to clean these rolls. Well, that's interesting, because the county isn't cleaning these rolls. And then I was asked by the Secretary of State's office, which rolls did I use, the state rolls or the county rolls? Well, I used the county rolls. Is there a different set of rolls? There's some state rolls now. Are they not gelling? Does White Pine have its own rolls? Does Nye County have its own rolls? Does Washoe County have its own rolls? So I need to go into each county as an individual and start looking at the rolls, because why? Now, am I supposed to file complaints with each county, which is what I asked the Secretary of State's office? And they said, well, no, just filing the account with the complaint with us should be enough. Well, thank God. Okay, so this is the process, which isn't a process. It is a disparate process. It is an uncontrolled process. It is an absolute ridiculous process. And now the Democrats want to change the process again and again. And why do they change the process every time? Because they can change the outcome. When you manipulate the process, you manipulate the outcome. So the only thing that's going to stop this hostile takeover of this state, specifically when it comes to dirtying the rolls and then extending the voting period. And, oh, let's just do same-day registration. Why not? Because I'm sure that the process they have in place now, which is an absolute nightmare, will allow them to then somehow check to ensure that this voter has lived in this address for at least 10 days, right? It's an absolute abomination.
Wow, wow.
And they're getting away with it.
In our final 30 seconds, who, what, where, when, why, your Wednesday event at the Trump here in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Give us the basics.
6 p.m. to 8 p.m., no tickets required, free valet, show up.
Wow. That's this Wednesday at the Trump.
Yep.
I love it.
Trump International Hotel, 6 to 8. You know, there are no free drinks. There are no free food. This is not an organized event. This was actually just a networking event that a few of us decided to put on, and all of a sudden it's taken a life of its own, which is fantastic.
And if they want to RSVP, if they want to RSVP, where do they go?
They can go to Facebook. We have a MAGA meetup group, MAGA Meetup Las Vegas. They can go to my Twitter feed at Reagan Babe. They'll see the invitation.
Fair enough. Hey, listen, Megan, thank you so much. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, live and local now. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org.